Hey, this is the Magic Band, and you're watching my homeboy, Jalen and Jacoby.
He is Jalen Rhodes. I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. Dope. What is it that we do?
We give the people what they want.
We are not on ESPN, nor are we on ESPN2 today, but we will still come and give the people what they want. I am still in my home studio in New York City. Jalen Rhodes on his cell phone at an undisclosed location. He has not told the staff where he is doing the show from. We don't know what state he's in, what country he's in. But we appreciate you coming in to give the people what they want. We have an NBA bubble update. Well, tomorrow is June 24th, which is the date that Adam Silver has said that players must commit to going to the Orlando bubble or not. Our colleague Adrian Wojnarowski reported that teams will start testing tomorrow, and some teams that have already started testing have started getting positive test results. One Western Conference team had 4 positive test results. Jalen, does all of this make you feel like the NBA bubble is going to be trouble?
The NBA bubble will result into an NBA champion, but there will be turbulence and trouble along the way, Jacoby. Absolutely. There will be people contracted that play in the league, coaches, staff members of the hotels. It's going to happen, so get ready for it. But the goal is, when it does happen, how you're able to execute and not necessarily hamper play and get you closer to a champion with as much integrity as possible, in particular if the top players and your superstar players are still healthy enough to perform.
I think that there will be positive tests, especially this early on in the testing process. But I do think that once players get to Orlando, they'll be sort of much less likely to contract the coronavirus than now while they are outside of the Orlando bubble. And, you know, obviously I'm no scientist, but they do say that about 2 weeks is about the self-quarantining period, or when someone that contracts the virus shows symptoms for the virus and it can be contagious. Obviously that's not a hard date, but if you think about it like that, once you've been in the bubble for 2 weeks, perhaps that's about the same amount of time when play starts. Perhaps we will have some positive tests early on and then less so later. That's how I imagine it happening. But we already have some people who said they will not go to the NBA bubble, one of which is the Portland Trailblazers, Trevor Ariza, who has a visitation month with his 12-year-old son during the time he's supposed to be in Orlando, and he has opted not to go. Jalen, what do you think about that?
This is real spiel, and it's personal, Jacoby, as someone who has kids that he doesn't live with, and he's not currently with their mom, and I'm in a new marriage and a new relationship. These are tricky decisions, because as the breadwinner of the family and the father and of the love that you have for your little one, usually you're off during this period of time. The pandemic happened, COVID-19 happened, the NBA adjusted its schedule. So now you gotta make really tough decisions, and you're going to be judged by them. And I applaud this decision, and he's doing the right thing, and it's going to be interesting. I'm telling you, how many more players, for various reasons, opt not to go.
It is interesting. I mean, obviously, this month of visitation was something that he planned to do during his offseason, and there is no replacing time with your son. You know what I mean? There's nothing more important than that. Obviously, no one's going to argue with that. And Davis Bertans, first of all, I've been calling him Davis his entire career. We got a note today that his first name is pronounced Davis. That's brand new to me. I have never, ever called this man Davis. I've never heard anybody else call him Davis. If I'm wrong in calling him Davis, please tweet at me and let me know. Mr. Bertans, let me know how to say your first name, because ESPN Research and our guy Naveed is telling me to call him Davis. But I'm going to still call him Davis.
And if you make a few more shots, and if you fake a few more shots and it looks like David, you might be on the Wall of Fame behind Jacoby.
We'll see. We will see. But he had a great year. He had a breakout year. He's ready for a new contract. He also had a surgery, so he elected not to go. But you look at these two particular cases, they've got very concrete reasons why they do not want to go to Orlando. They're outside of the sort of the health concerns or sort of helping the Black Lives Matters movement against social injustice. Do you expect more players in the next 24, 48 hours that don't have necessarily such concrete things they can point to not commit to go? Or do you think there'll be people like this that kind of have real reasons?
Nah, fam. Not going to be able to do it. Bertan's reason isn't concrete. Just like the most recent Bosa who decided not to play for Ohio State to protect his draft status. That ain't complete. Mm-hmm. It's just the color has changed. So many times, athletes in those two sports that were black and black, that were black athletes and decided they were going to make a decision based on their bottom line. And then all of a sudden, the media is not happy about that. I support this decision and understand it's the best decision for him maximizing his ability to get a long-term deal. But it would be covered different if this was a player that looked like me and said, you know what, I'm protecting my interest so I could get paid as a free agent. I done had a couple of injuries already. Mm-hmm. What do you think about that?
Well, I think if you look at someone like Boogie Cousins, who just announced that he is not going, I don't know how healthy he is. He's obviously coming off an injury, which is a little different than Bertans. And you also have players like Kyrie Irving and KD, who, again, were injured when this season ended, but could possibly come back, but are not. And one thing I think that's definitely a major factor in all of these decisions of whether or not you go to the bubble, how legit a chance do you have to compete for a championship? If you look at the team, the Washington Wizards, they're not competing for a championship. They're competing for a playoff spot. If you look at the Portland Trailblazers, it's the same. Do you think, so I think there's a variable in all of this where there's probably four or five teams that can look at themselves and say, you know what, we can go down to Orlando and win a championship. And if you're outside of that, I think you consider not going to the bubble much more seriously.
As an elder statesman, I'm going to continue to beat this drum for young people. Don't only make decisions and think you're successful when you get money or awards. I agree with you. There are some teams that can't win the championship. But what about the opportunity to play the game that you love on a big stage? What about the chance to, in a unique season, be that squad that upsets other teams and advances when nobody thought that you could? These are things if you decide to play. For those that feel like based on the social unrest that's taking place and COVID-19, if you decide not to play for one, if not both of those reasons, I understand. But if you decide that you're going to lace them up and play the game that you love, then I hope that everybody's going to compete at an elite level and we're going to get to an NBA champion.
We're all living in a time of high stress and anxiety. And while there are many ways people have found solace and maintained sanity during this time, going for brief walks, hikes, and runs outside, with the proper social distancing precautions, of course, has been a great outlet. So, if that's how you're choosing to get away from things for a bit, then Allbirds has something that might help. Introducing the Tree Dasher from Allbirds, the world's first performance running shoe made from premium natural materials that are engineered to perform. FSC-certified eucalyptus fiber uppers and ZQ-certified merino wool deliver superior comfort and flexibility. And the proprietary sugarcane-derived sweet foam soles have been reworked into a dual-density midsole optimized for cushioning, energy return, and stability. Allbirds also printed the Dasher's carbon footprint right on the shoe, so you know its impact on the planet. They've made the environment a stakeholder in their business. Because when the planet wins, we all win. With the new Allbirds Tree Dasher, feel confident knowing that you can run hard and tread light on the planet. Find your pair at allbirds.com today.
So I'm going to derail Revis the show a little bit. I know it's very unlike me, but I was watching some of the English Premier League soccer. I was watching some of the English Premier League soccer. This is going to go back to the NBA bubble. In the English Premier League soccer, on the back of their jerseys, it says Black Lives Matter, right? On the back of the jerseys. And I was wondering, how come the NBA hasn't committed to something similar? Like, you would think that Adam Silver could have discussions and say, you know what? We're going to put Black Lives Matter on the court. for every single game, or we're going to put Black Lives Matter on the uniforms for every single game. It seems like they put a 125-page document about the health concerns. I feel like they could also make a statement and a commitment about how they're helping the movement, which would also, I think, make players consider going to the bubble more seriously. What do you think of that idea?
I think that I appreciate doing this program with you because there are ways we can attack these topics that really conquer deep conversation. And so, again, for those that decide that they want to enter a bubble at this point with the social unrest and the COVID-19, it's for two words, love and need. Love the game and need to pay your bills and need to get this check, because ain't no telling when you'll get this kind of money again. That's every profession across the country. Those that have the leverage to play the marathon game, they will. For those that need to pay their bills, they're going to return to work and take the chance, take the risk. And let's not act like it's not a risk. Sports aren't happening right now. And I know a rally just took place in Oklahoma and people were indoors and they weren't wearing masks. That was not the norm. That was not science speaking. That was individuals just not being responsible. There's going to be a phase, in my opinion, Jacoby, where this gets worse before it gets better. It's going to get worse before it gets better. And how we respond in that 4 to 6 weeks from now, to me, is going to determine if you're going to have an uninterrupted basketball redemption, if you're going to have a football season that starts on time. And, you know, let's not act like some of the best players aren't going to be affected by this, because it's going to happen.
Yes, the coronavirus does not care if you're in the starting five or not. You know, the coronavirus doesn't care if you're in the second team or you're just a bench player or if you're the superstar. The coronavirus will spread just the same. But I'm just going to say right now, they need to commit to putting Black Lives Matter on the court. Just why not do that? Why not do that? Why not just commit to putting Black Lives Matter on the court? Why not commit to putting it on the uniforms? Why not do that?
Well, Jacoby, what you're learning right now is it's about leverage and the black and the brown people who have stood on the table and demanded change. It's not because the attitudes of the people in charge or power or privilege change. They realize the dynamic of the black dollar is really important. So therefore, everybody in NASCAR stand behind Bubba Wallace. But then you'll look up in the air and then you'll still see somebody flying a plane to say defund NASCAR. Or Roger Goodell say what he said with silence 4 years ago about Colin Kaepernick, but now apologizing because he understands that his league is primarily black. For the NBA, now you have the leverage as players to request certain things, like you just suggested, Black Lives Matter on the jerseys, on the floor, deal with black vendors, whether it's with beverages, whether it's with medicine, whether it's all of the jobs that come with sports. The athletes that have the most power and leverage usually is in dollars and numbers. And the NBA has to be the catalyst in leading the way and making these changes that we'll see other sports try to follow as time progresses.
Well, I'd like to discuss the Bubba Wallace show of support for Bubba Wallace in NASCAR yesterday. I mean, we all know what happened. There was a noose found in his section of the garage at an event in Talladega. And then the following day, this is what you'll see right there. You see they had a show of support. They pushed Bubba Wallace and basically the entire sport or the crews and the drivers got behind him to show support for him. What do you think the impact was of this demonstration?
So, Jacoby, I lived in an America at a time where we were treated as being inferior and we crossed the street when a white person was coming, and the visuals of how segregation and, you know, the degradation of black people looked in the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s to how it looks now when it's televised. When I was young and I watched All in the Family, I loved Edith and Archie Bunker. I knew their show was racist, but to me it was funny. that he actually went that far. I watched the Dukes of Hazzard. I knew about the Confederate flag on top of the car. It went so far to me. It was entertaining and it was funny, but it also gave me a glimpse into the thought process of people who didn't necessarily look like me. And I just want to say, based on how you teed this question up, for people who aren't for equality and change and inclusion, you look crazy right now. Like, serious, it's almost like when you look back at your high school pictures or your old outfits or whatever decisions you made back in the day, you're like, I was young and dumb. All of those people, you're on the wrong side of history, and that footage ain't gonna air well. You know, your nieces and nephews and kids have teachers and friends and, you know, neighbors, and that footage is gonna exist time and time again. So I just want to encourage people to keep up the good fight and stay righteous.
Absolutely. There's a lot going on in the world right now. Health, safety, perspective, and protection are what's most important. So whatever or whomever you want to protect, nobody has more ways to help keep you safe than ADT. And ADT can do it in a lot of different ways. They can customize a security package that fits almost any lifestyle or budget. Whether you just want the bare bones basics or if you want all the bells and whistles, ADT has exactly what you need. They have so much for convenient security and reliability. HD video doorbells, that's right. Indoor and outdoor cameras, smart lights, smart locks, smart thermostats, flood sensors, and fire and carbon monoxide detectors that are connected to 24/7 monitoring controlled by the sound of your voice or the ADT app. ADT has the largest security network. 9 ADT owned and operated monitoring centers are operating 24/7, 365. And just remember, when it matters most, trust ADT. Now more than ever, you need the peace of mind with 24/7 rapid response monitoring from the leader in home security, ADT.
GEICO gets you access to licensed agents 24/7, which means that GEICO is always there for you. If only everyone was always there for you. Like your mom, when you fill out really, really important paperwork on the first day of a new job.
Name, check. Birthday. Social security, is that a thing? Hey, mom, what is my social security number? Mom? 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 Okay, let's guess. 0017. Oh, Gemini. Hashtag done.
GEICO, always there for you with savings and 24/7 access to licensed agents.
And we will move on to Keep It Moving.
Keep it moving, you know where, keep it moving.
Jalen, you know how this works. You get to decide whether or not we discuss the topics. If you want to discuss the topics, say hit the brakes. If not, me, you, and Method Man jump in the minivan and keep it moving. And we start with official news from Dak Prescott. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
Hey, dog, he ain't no fool. He like, we might not have a season. It may be interrupted. It's coronavirus. I made $2 million last year, and I'm going to make $33 this year. I'll sign. Keep it moving. They got to the 15-year deal.
We keep it moving.
The Knicks are interviewing for a new head coach. Keep moving to hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes on this.
Well, there was some word that they were going to interview Mike Brown, and now the latest is that they're going to interview Lakers assistant Jason Kidd. What do you think about Jason Kidd in Madison Square Garden as the head coach of the Knicks?
I'm going to tell you what somebody texted me. With all things equal, this is Jason Kidd's job. He's somebody that has a big name in that market based on being a former Hall of Famer that performed with the Nets, and people with the Knicks have always been enamored with what he could bring to the table, not only with the name, but on the sideline. And there'll be people that talk about the various results that he had as a coach. If you were comparing him and Mike Brown solely as coaches, I would actually take Mike Brown. But I believe that Jason Kidd is going to get every legitimate opportunity to get this job.
This would be very Knicks. And if what the New York Knicks as an organization like to do is create a problem and then throw a big name at the problem, much like they did with Phil Jackson, like they've done in the past with players like Steve Francis and Amari Stoudemire and Stephon Marbury. If you've got a big name, they like to throw big names at the problem. And they did the same thing with Isaiah Thomas. And Jason Kidd is a big name. And that's what, so the New York Knicks, they don't go and hire Nick Nurses, you know? They don't go and hire, they don't go and hire sort of like grinders that have come up through the quote unquote farm system of coaching, you know? Like they don't, that's not what they do.
Malone and sort of Denver.
Like EO people. Yeah. Like they don't really do that. What they do is they find a big name and they hire it and then they watch it just turn into a dumpster fire, which is I'm sure what's going to happen with Jason Kidd. Jason Kidd, from all I've heard, is an excellent coach, but it didn't end well in Brooklyn, if you remember that. And he had a chance in Milwaukee and could sort of like bring that team to the success that it has had ever since he's left. But there's no denying what the work that the coaching staff has done with the Lakers this season has been excellent. To have a new core with all those new players and have the success they did. And that's not just the work of Frank Vogel by himself. I would love to see Jason Kidd as the head coach of the New York Knicks. I honestly would. I thought Fizdale was going to be the coach for like a decade. I thought Fizdale was a perfect fit and he was going to be the coach forever. He's such a great personality, but who knows? Who knows? I just hope they end up with LaMelo Ball. You get LaMelo Ball and Jason Kidd? Come on, Jay. Tell me that wouldn't be nice. You get LaMelo, draft LaMelo Ball, a big point guard. He's got great court vision, a little bit more of a scorer than Jason Kidd was early in Jason Kidd's career. But wouldn't that be nice to have a brand new point guard with all that potential and have Jason Kidd mentoring him? You know what? I just convinced myself this is going to happen. I convinced myself this is going to happen. You know what? This isn't going to turn into a dumpster fire. I just talked myself into believing in this and supporting the Knicks. That's how delusional you have to be a Knicks fan. LaMelo Ball, Jason Kidd, taking the Knicks to the championship in 2024. I can see it. Should we just pencil it in now, Jay?
Yeah, I like it. Except LaMelo Ball going to end up with the Pistons.
Oh, no. Next, the MLB is looking like they're officially going to have a 60-game season starting on July 24th.
They'll have a season. They keep it moving.
We'll keep it moving.
We keep it moving.
I wanted to talk about that. Mississippi State running back is taking a stand. Keep moving or hit the brakes?
Hit the brakes.
Mississippi State running back Kylan Hill said he will not represent the state until the Mississippi flag is changed, and he is serious about it. Do you think he will actually sit out?
I think he will. And there's a level of discipline and consciousness that goes with this. He's not the first player to play in Mississippi or for Mississippi State or any of those colleges or live there. He's one that's going to have a loud voice to try to create change. And I applaud his stance and I'm rooting for him and we'll see how it plays out. But Mississippi's going to be like NASCAR. I know y'all see everybody standing behind Bubba Wallace, but those guys are his brothers, his racers, his teammates. You know, they're not the people that necessarily buy the tickets or the people that rent the planes to fly things over to Talladega. So it's a long way to go, but I appreciate that we're trying to make that incremental progress.
Yeah, I mean, to go back to the Bubba Wallace visual, it was so great to see those hundreds of people supporting Bubba Wallace. But I do not know if Bubba Wallace will receive the support like that in the tens of thousands of people that attend every NASCAR race. It'd be something that I would love to see. And we move on to Joey Chestnut. We've got a hot dog update, my friend. Keep moving ahead. Hit the brakes. Well, a couple things. Number one, the July 4th hot dog eating contest is a go. People say sports aren't coming back. Sports are coming back sooner than you think. The July 4th hot dog eating contest is not going to have the same sort of presentation as it always does, but it is happening. And Joey Chestnut says he can eat 77 hot dogs in 10 minutes. Jalen, how many hot dogs can you eat in 10 minutes?
That's easy, dog. You just threw me the Gary Payton and Sean Kemp lob. 81.
Rest oh, there you go.
To the Black Mamba.
Of course. Yeah, I have no interest whatsoever in any sort of food challenge. You know, you go to the restaurant, they're like, if you eat this 60 pounds, you know, 60 ounce steak, then we'll put your picture on the wall or whatever. I have no interest in any of that whatsoever. I get full after half a plate of whatever a normal size is, and then I ask for the rest to go. Something like that. Like that's, I'd rather just do
Absolutely.
That than try to like eat everything I possibly can.
Give me unlimited drinks. Don't give me unlimited food.
Don't give Jalen unlimited drinks. Whoever's listening to this, do not give Jalen unlimited drinks anywhere. That happened to me one time. It was for work. I went to Turks and Caicos, one of the resorts, where it's just kind of like, oh, whatever, whenever, whatever. That's just bad. You should charge me. Charge me 50 cents. Charge me a quarter. You can't just have me walk up to any bar and just be like, let me have such and such, and then just give it to me. That was not a good experience. Moving on. Mike Tyson footage.
Hit the brakes.
We will hit the break on that. He continues to put out these Instagram videos. You know, it's like he keeps putting them out. He keeps looking great. He's in great, great shape. He's fast. He's powerful.
Oh my goodness.
Is all of this going to lead to Mike Tyson fighting in a professional boxing match? Is that going to happen?
He wouldn't be doing all of this if he wasn't going to fight.
See, you think he's really going
to
fight?
About boxing, it ain't like basketball where you get to wear shorts and a tank top and gracefully fly through the air with your tongue out and dunk on people. If you want to get in shape to do this sport, you got to be really into it. And this shows me that Mike has a level of discipline that he want to get back in that ring, and we'll be there. You know that's my guy. We'll be there for sure.
So Mike Tyson is over my shoulder in the studio, and he's also was once upon a time. We had a picture of him wrestling his white tiger in what looked like a fountain. That was one of my favorite photos. I have it at my desk at work. And in the wrestling the fountain photo, he was wearing what looks like tighty whities, but they're kind of like a diaper or sort of like a toga. He's also wearing them in that footage. Matt, if you just replay that footage, it just seems like he really enjoys wearing like briefs when he works out. Jalen, what do you think his strategy is behind his selection of shorts there?
Man, I think that's cultural, man. That's the reason why I looked around the locker room as a young player and realized I was the only guy wearing a jock sometime. I'm like, you know, it's cultural, guys. You know, I was wearing a cup for a while. I was like, you know what? I ain't gonna wear it.
As someone who made wearing baggy shorts so famous, as someone who personally with your friends created the baggy shorts in sports, what does it feel like to see someone go so far in the other direction?
Well, Mike Tyson, so he can do whatever he wants.
He can do whatever
also,
he wants.
Also, he's
right?
A fighter, and he need to have his thighs exposed so he can get out there on that jab and that overhand right.
No, you do not need your thighs exposed. You do not need your thighs exposed.
Not like the guy that played for Penny Hardaway in Memphis who missed that breakaway layup because his shorts was too tight.
No. One thing I always appreciate with the boxing shorts is when they put like tassels on them, you know, when they make them look like curtains with the big tassels on them. Sometimes I think that can't be functional. Like,
yeah,
that cannot
cold.
Be functional.
That
would
cold.
Get really annoying. Well, Jalen, listen. Wherever you are, I just hope you're safe. I don't know where you are in the country or in the world. It looks like some sort of bunker. That might be a D12 poster behind you. Okay, that could be a hint. But there's a D12 plaque behind Jalen right now. We're piecing together some things. We don't really know. His internet connection was coming in and out. We have no idea how, when, or where we will reconnect with Jalen Rose. But eventually we will, because we give the people what they want. Why is that, Jalen?
We're not done. We're not done. We're not done.
Did you know Geico's now offering an extra 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies? That's 15% on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Your teenager to help around the house?
Okay, Mom, I emptied the dishwasher, vacuumed the basement, and folded the sheets out of the dryer.
Wait, what?
Oh, and next, I'm going to clean Mitten's litter box.
Are we in some kind of prank show or something? That's a camera, isn't it?
There's never been a better time to switch to Geico. Save an extra 15% when you switch by October 7th. Limitations apply. Visit geico.com for details.